This is KCUR 89.3. Sporting Kansas City will be the only sports franchise making a presentation this week at a Sustainable Agricultural Summit in Indianapolis. The connection? Sports and climate change, as Greg Eklund explains.
Pro sports use a lot of natural resources. Jet and diesel fuel for their trips to away games. Water to keep the turf looking lush. And electricity to fire up their fans and keep score. Radford Warner is a vice president for marketing and sustainability for AgSpring, a Kansas City-based ag and food ingredient holding company. A casual sports fan, Sporting Kansas City catches Warner's attention.
I think when you look at an organization, you say, you know, tell me what's important to you and tell me what you do. And certainly selling tickets, showing TV ratings, showing trophies, Sporting Kansas City does that, and they do it very, very well.
But Warner learned at a 2017 Sustainability Ag Summit in Kansas City that Sporting goes beyond putting together successful teams. He found out that he and Sporting had something in common. Both are interested in dealing with the issue of food waste.
Attacking food waste is something that we now know you can do in your home every evening, and it will make a disproportionate impact on subjects like climate change.
Rotten food that goes to the landfill produces methane, which is a greenhouse gas that's more potent than carbon dioxide. Wasted food also squanders resources it takes to grow, harvest, transport, and package it. Kellen Smith, who oversees sustainability for Sporting, saw the statistics. Food waste in this country is comparable to generating greenhouse gas emissions from about 37 million cars.
There's so many stats that are going through my mind. They all have a serious rate of severity. So we think that we can rely on those to make those changes.
So at home games, Sporting takes all its food scraps from both the concessions and the suites and turns it over to a service that recycles it for fertilizer use. Sporting started its push 2 months into the 2018 season. Smith says Sporting didn't just keep it to games at Children's Mercy Park.
We've been focusing heavily with our Sporting Club Network, which is our youth soccer network that it spans throughout the Midwest over 7 to 9 states.
Through that network, Sporting offers incentives such as home game tickets, merchandise, and fan experiences for soccer families who fill out pledge cards and follow up with reports on reducing food waste. In the 2 years that Sporting has made its push, Warner says there's been a positive response.
We had very substantial numbers of people, even just over the partial season of 2018, say, hey, I'm going to make a pledge. I'm going to make a commitment in my family, in the way that we run things to try and reduce food waste.
But Sporting's push to recycling food isn't the only way local sports are trying to get ahead of climate change.
Water's the big issue.
That's Jack Fry, a professor of turf grass science at Kansas State University.
K-State for the last 20 years or so has put a lot of focus into research in developing grasses that fit well in this climate.
Not just for fairways and greens, but for natural playing surfaces and regular household lawns. Fry says that more grasses in this part of the country are being converted.
And those are grasses that do best during high temperatures, and they also perform well during limited water.
Fry says Kansas is accustomed to dealing with weather extremes, but he also concedes that there have been more extremes lately in his lifetime. Sporting Kansas City might be the only sports franchise at a sustainable ag summit, but other leagues are becoming more conscious of how they, too, contribute to climate change. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.